The NatWest Cricket Force has been going for many years. In fact, we've been signed up to it since 2008. And what it is, cricket clubs throughout the country, they all get together, getting people in, and they wear T-shirts with NatWest Cricket Force on, and they get the season ready. They do lots of jobs in the club, all sorts of painting and clearing up, and so things are ready for the season. And when you've got a specific project, then that is sort of targeted as a big one. And because we've raised something in the region of £340,000 over the last few years to build our clubhouse, the pavilion and the scout hut, we've been sort of focused by Surrey County Cricket Club, and they're going to bring some of their players and officials down to us on Friday the 27th to give us a hand. So what we've done, we've identified a lot of things that we can do. Our pavilion isn't ready yet, so there's still a health and safety issue about us going inside. So we've identified lots of jobs to be done externally. And we've got, for instance, the car park. There's a lot of work to create the car park. There's an area where we want to have the barbecue, and that's all got to be cleared of brambles and scrub, and then everything burnt. So there's lots and lots of jobs for people to do, and we've got team leaders for each job, and they're going to be looking after it, getting all the equipment we need, etc., etc.
Are you running this over the weekend of the 27th to 29th of March?
Yes, we're doing it over the whole weekend. The Surrey players will be coming down on the Friday.
And what time is this taking place during the day?
Well, it's pretty well all day, but to be on the safe side, say from about 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock.
Can you tell me a little bit about the new pavilion? Is it a new build from scratch? Is it renovation?
Yes, well, our original pavilion was an old London prefab, and the scout hut was as well. And they were supposed to last about 10 years to house people from bombing, who lost their homes through bombing during the Second World War. And we installed ours, I think, in the 60s, something like that, and it's been here ever since. So it was well past its sell-by date. I mean, we'd modernised it and brick-clad it and enlarged it, but nevertheless, it was well past its use-by date. We had no facilities for people with disabilities. The doors were narrow, the toilets were unsuitable, and everything was just too small. We've got about 120 boys and girls juniors. We run three teams on a Saturday and a Sunday and a midweek team. So we got lots and lots of things going on, and it was just too small. So we set about fundraising. And so we started from scratch. The old buildings were demolished, and the new buildings are now rising. We now have walls. It's not going to be ready for the start of the season, but hopefully during May it will all be done.
So when is the start of the cricket season then?
Cricket season, well, our coaching starts on the 20th of April, and the first matches are the week before.
During that time, have you still got temporary facilities in place?
Well, we've got to make arrangements. We have got other facilities, such as the village hall, which has shower facilities, and there's a bar there, and the bowls club. We might be bending their area as well, so hopefully we'll be able to make do for the few weeks until we're fully operational.
To raise the sort of money you mentioned earlier, that's an awful lot of fundraising, isn't it?
You could say that for a small village, yeah. Within the village, we made it very much a community event. That's why we combined the scouts, and The village and the club have been absolutely fantastic. We did all sorts of fundraising things. We had the village day proceeds to that went towards the funds. We did a Monopoly walking with the Monopoly board, and a group of us walked around from Old Kent Road to Mayfair and called it everywhere and took a photograph, and we raised several thousand pounds for that. We did a summer coaching camp for kids. We had Lashings, the famous cricket team, came down, and we sat 200 people down for a three-course meal, and really just a whole host of fundraising. We did a wonderful pantomime, so that was last year, and we did six performances, and it was Dick Whittington, but it wasn't just Dick Whittington going to London to make his fortune, but it was adapted that it was Dick Whittington going to London to raise the money for the pavilion and scout hut, and it was all centred around that, and all the jokes and everything were centred around that, which was great fun. But everybody, the choir, the friendship group, they've all chipped in, and they've arranged things to raise money. So we had that side of it. It was very important that as a cricket club, we have what's called club mark, and we became a focus club, which means for everybody that we're a well-run club, and that we fulfil all the safety and child protection requirements. And once we had that, and we do coaching in schools, and we have not only boys but girls as well playing cricket. So the English Cricket Board were very much behind us, so they supported us. And then we put applications into many, many funding bodies, some successful, some not. But eventually we managed to come up with the required amount of money. We're a little bit short, but it depends how much savings we do in the fitting out. If we can get local people to chip in and put their time and dig a little bit in their pockets, then we might actually do it without any borrowing at all.
A lot of effort has gone into raising the funds, also the planning, a lot of thought has gone into this. Now you just need volunteers to come along for that final push to really get it all finished.
Well, we've got actually, we're requesting two volunteers in sort of two stages. We've got the NatWest Cricket Force, which is going to be very much an external thing, as I say, clearing scrub and burning it and just making the whole ground ready for the season, but also a big work to be done on the car park. We've had a lot of paintings and scalpings that have got to be spread across, so there's quite a lot of work to do then. Then we'll be looking in probably April towards May for volunteers who have specific skills, you know, people like carpenters, painters, decorators, these sort of people who would be willing to give a little bit of their time to come down to the club and give a hand for what is really a tremendous community project.
If people do want to help, either financially or to, you know, use their skills to help out, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, if they just give me a call, 01306 631 148, and my mobile is 07973 489 764. And all the details are on www.newdigatecricketclub.co.uk.